the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And every once in a while, blind squirrel finds a nut, Lundy. And some of our loyal listeners of this podcast, for whatever sick, demented reason, are following our advice. Or maybe they're fading the living daylights out of us. I don't know, you know, what path, what course that they're choosing. But they are giving us shout-outs for some of the monies that they have won based on our opinions or fading our opinions. And I wanted to, you know, take this time to express my gratitude to some of those listeners out there. And again, give them the shout-outs for them, giving shout-outs to us. So shout-out to Rob Seidel. He tweeted at us yesterday, "You curse the good sir Nathaniel Lundy with your Oregon State Beavers pick. Glad I faded and got USC barely FTN for life." That was a brutal beat.
That was a brutal one. But hey, Brad, can I let you in on a little secret? In the second half, the live line jumped to 15.5, and I took that.
Well, I took that as well, and I actually paired it with Stanford plus the points. I didn't even need plus points with Stanford because they beat U of A straight up on their home floor. Again, that's just kind of the wild and wackiness of this college basketball season. But yeah, that was brutal because I, you know, once Oregon State went on what was like a 9-0 run with about 3-4 minutes to go, they got back in that sucker. They were down 7 with about a minute to go, and they pissed it away. Yes. And they ended up losing it. I had it at 12.5, and of course, they lost by 13. But thanks, Rob, for that shout out. Troy Kramer also gave us a shout out and offered some praise on Twitter. "You guys are fire on FTN. Join DraftKings because of you and love the podcast. Keep the moolah rolling in." And congratulations to you, Troy, for winning some of those Benjamins in the process. So you can always hit us up on Twitter, at Noisy Huevos, at Nate Lundy, and drop us a rating and a review if you are digging this program. We're going to get to another Fade 5 of picks. We're going to preview some early line values in Super Bowl 55, throw in an NBA player prop, and a little bonus time in the Big Ten here on this Friday edition of the podcast. Before we get to that, listen up, Pigskin fans. The moment you've been waiting for all season is right around the corner. And DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55, is bringing back their golden ticket giveaway with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs. All you got to do to get your share of these huge prizes is enter DraftKings' free Super Bowl Prediction Challenge. Once you submit your picks, you will get a free instant prize up to $25,000. And if you have the most predictions correct, you could win the top prize of $1 million. Download the app now. Enter the free prediction challenge. Answer questions like, who's going to score last? And boom, get ready to make it rain. Download the DraftKings app now and use that promo code FTN to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl prediction challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. So use promo code FTN right now and enter the free $55 million Super Bowl challenge only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. On this Freaky Friday, let's fire off on the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right. Again, we're going to preview Super Bowl 55 because there are some props starting to populate at DraftKings Sportsbook. And, you know, what we constantly preach ad nauseum here on this podcast, you got to get in early before the lines either shift completely or get juiced up and you're having to shell out more dollars to get some action down on some of these lines overall. So, Fade 5, pick number 1. Let's start off with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. 30.5 rush yards, Lundy. And I'm going to take the under on this one. Look, CEH, now, you know, he's got the 2-week layoff. Should get back and healthy. He did play in the AFC title game against the Buffalo Bills, but sparingly. He played on 32 snaps in that game, splitting it almost right down the middle in terms of the snap share with Darrell Williams. Darrell Williams actually got 67% of the touches in that contest. And I'll be honest with you, just by the sheer eye test alone, Williams is running with more power, more conviction. He just looks like the better overall back compared to the former first-round pick out of LSU. And CEH subpar in a lot of the advanced analytics categories over the course of the entire season when he wasn't bogged down by that high ankle sprain, RB28. In yak per attempt, RB21. In yards created per touch, RB33. In catch percentage. Meanwhile, Williams, here over these last 31 touches, he's amassed a very impressive 3.46 yak per attempt. With Vita Vea back in the trenches, he's one of the premier run stoppers in the NFL. Also knowing, too, that Tampa has given up just 3.6 yards per carry on the ground this season. And you saw what they did last week. Aaron Jones, 6 carries before he exited with injury for 27 yards. Jamal Williams just 7 for 23. And I'll be honest with you, Lundy, I don't think Kansas City is going to run the ball a whole lot in this one. So, pulled all together, I think the under is a strong wager, 30.5 rush yards on CEH.
I'm going to fade you.
Oh, really?
My man, I am actually going to fade you. And it's not because I think he's going to have this huge game. It's just that I actually think this 30 number is a little bit low. I think he finishes right around 33 or 34, to be completely honest. I know that's a little strange here early on. I agree with you that I think Williams has actually looked better, but I think they are going to have him out there on the field and try to shake things up a little bit and try to do something to this Tampa defense to keep them on their heels. And it could be trying to rotate around the backs a little bit and have them guessing. And if that's the case, it could be one where CEH is not getting a whole lot of yards per carry, but does wind up with, let's say, 9, 10, 11 touches by the time we're done. And maybe he creeps over this number as ugly as it might be. So right out of the gate, Super Bowl 55, I got to fade you, my brother.
Wow, that is strong right out of the gate. I am all about fading CEH.
Number 4.
All right, let's stick with the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's go to a different player, and let's talk about the speed demon himself and Tyreek Hill. Tyreek, 92.5 receiving yards. You know where I'm going here. Taking the over. Remember the last time he faced this Tampa Bay defense? It was a historic game. It's one of the best single-game performances by a wide receiver in NFL history. 15 targets, 13 catches, 269 nice yards, and a hat-trick of touchdowns burning. And he was roasty-toasty at the end of that game. Carlton Davis, who was going to be his primary assignment once again. Davis on the year giving up 1.46 yards per snap. You look at Tyreek Hill on the season, a 10.3 yards per target mark. That's top 10 in the NFL. An appreciable 5.53 yak per reception. He has gone over this number in 6 of his last 10. And I think he is going to be feasting on Davis from start to finish. This number is too low. He's going to hit the century mark. I can practically throw out the G word here. Guarantee it. Guarantees, locks, they don't exist in fantasy betting, really anywhere. But I can tell you right now, I feel ultra confident that Tyreek Hill crushes the over on this 92.5 yards line. And right now, it's not juiced up too high at minus 121. Fade or follow.
Ooh, I love the century mark. Yes, we're going to follow on this one. This is 100 yards waiting to happen, and a preview to perhaps what we will talk about next week. There's another popular receiver on Kansas City whose first name starts with a T, and I'll put him at the century mark too.
Yeah.
I think Tyreek is going to crush this number. I think that it's going to be an opportunity for him to try to splash the Super Bowl, and I think he wants to be as involved in the offense as possible. I think Mahomes wants him involved. I think Andy Reid wants him involved. I think all of Kansas City wants him involved as much as humanly possible. And if that's going to be the case, we're going to see him crack that century mark just because the targets will be there. 92.5, folks, jump on this before it either moves or the juice gets too ugly.
Make some Hamiltons with Hill.
Number 3.
All right, let's move on to our MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there right now. It's a DFS game unlike any other. It's over, under, more, or less than all of your favorite player props, whether in the NFL, the NHL, college sports, heck, the NBA. They got it all at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Here's what you got to do. Sign up right now. using the promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you do, you get a free $5 game on the house. It's just more or less over or under on all the stats you know and love. Have an MKF in good time right now at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And let's go to the NBA here on this Friday night. I love Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on the PRA, combined points, rebounds, and assists at 33.5. And I'm going to take the over here on this one. Look, you look at SGA. He faced Brooklyn not that long ago. And in that last matchup, 31-6-7 is what he went for. He has been over this total in his last four consecutive games, over in five of his last six. A player in his last 13 contests, averaging 22.5 points per game, 5.6 rebounds per game, 6.4 assists per game as well. You look at the Nets, they're number 21 in opponent defensive rebounding percentage, number 25 in defensive efficiency as well in the NBA. And according to the advanced DVP tool at FTN Daily, this is the third best matchup for a primary ball handler, with which SGA most certainly is. So fade or follow my over on the 33.5 PRA for the member of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
I am going to follow on this one because you talked about how he's done it, four games in a row, but you even go further back than that. He's done it five out of six. The only time he missed it was the road contest here in Denver against the Nuggets. Otherwise, the volume is there for him. I mean, he is like a pop-a shot machine. The guy loves to shoot, and he does it from outside as well. And anytime you get somebody that can shoot the three-pointers, then I'm all over the PRA because you just sneak those extra numbers. He's going to grab the boards. He's going to get some assists in there as well. In fact, go back to midway through January up against Chicago, he actually did a double-double, had 10 assists against the Bulls. That one took overtime, but he's still, this guy is a three stat sheet filler. I love it. Let's take SGA with the over.
Pile up those stats, Shai.
Number two.
All right, let's go back to Super Bowl 55. Let's talk about a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Yar. And a guy that's been making me some cash money on this exact prop throughout the entire playoffs because all he does is score touchdowns. He's like a Chris Carter at running back, and that's Leonard Fournette of those Tampa Bay Bucks. And anytime TD right now at DraftKings Sportsbook, plus 120. I've already locked and loaded this sucker. I'm feeling really good about it. You know, last couple of games, he's played on 69% of the team snaps with 56% of the RB attempts and 18.8% of the target share. That's with Ronald Jones on the field running with, again, more assertiveness here over the postseason stretch, 2.96 yak per attempt in those three contests. He's got 9 red zone touches over those three games as well, scoring uno, dos, tres times. You know the vulnerability of Kansas City is defending the run. 4.4 plus yards per carry they have allowed to the position on the year. They are the worst run D according to the grades issued by Pro Football Focus here in the postseason. I know it's a small sample size, but I think Fournette in a high-scoring affair is going to get it done. And a little bonus time, Lundy. It's plus 175. Now, he will have the most rush yards of any running back in this game, and I think that is a sound value as well. So, fade to follow my anytime TD for playoff Lenny at plus 120.
Did you see him post on social media the picture of the hat that said playoff Lenny? Gotta yeah. Love when you're willing to play along with the nickname that you've picked up. I'm going to follow on this one. I mean, this is like old school Chris Carter, right? This all he does is score touchdowns. And that's what Leonard Fournette has been doing. I also really like your bonus time pick. The idea of him finishing with the most rushing yards, I think, could easily wind up happening within this game because Kansas City's vulnerable to that. And I think Fournette can take advantage of it. So I like both of those, not only the anytime touchdown pick, but the bonus time pick for him to finish the game with the most rush yards. Folks, jump on these early. You got a chance to cash some tickets.
Yeah, take the money and run with Fournette.
Number one.
All right, let's go to numero uno here on our list, and it's Patrick Mahomes. And of course, I'm going to take the over on 2.5 passing touchdowns. Now, it's gotten juiced up at minus 130, but there's still value right now. That number is not going to last very long on the juice. It's probably going to be 150, maybe even minus 200 by the time this game kicks off, a little over from a week from now. Remember back at week 12 when he squared off against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? 37-49 for 462 and a hat trick of TDs. Again, all three of those touchdowns went to Tyreek Hill. He has been over this number in 7 of 17 games this season. And Tampa Bay, you know, respectable against the pass for the most part. 6.9 YPA, 270.2 yards per game, 1.8 touchdowns per game, 6 signal callers, including Mahomes. Mahomes have reached 3 TDs in a contest against them. But again, with Vita Vea back in the trenches, you cannot run on this team. I think he's going to sit back and shotgun and just dissect this secondary from start to finish. So fade or follow, Monty Mahomes over 2.5 passing TDs at -130.
I will take it even with the -130 juice, Brad. I'll follow on this one. I agree. I think he can take advantage of this secondary and get up over that 2.5 passing touchdown mark. You know, we know the over-under in the game is sitting at 56.5. They're expecting some scoring here between these two, and it's in part because I think they know that Mahomes is going to want to air it out as much as possible. So I like this plus number. Again, it's been juiced up, so keep an eye on it. And by the way, not a bonus pick, Brad, but maybe some bonus advice for people here as we get ready to look at these player props. Because it is the Super Bowl, our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook have, I mean, there are layers of player props that you can get into that are far different from the regular season. Like just talking about the quarterbacks, they've got player props on the completion percentage. They've got player props on first half passing yards. They've got, I mean, they really have gone all out in terms of the number of things that you can look at with the player props. So obviously here on FTN, we're going to be giving you a bunch of suggestions, our picks over the course of the next week or so. But I really encourage everybody, get into DraftKings, get yourself signed up, use that FTN promo code, but get in there and get signed up and check out some of the props they've got, because they have gone deep for this game to give you a lot of ways to have some fun.
Yeah, that's just the tip of the iceberg. They're going to throw in more props into the hot, I guarantee it, leading up to kickoff as we ramp up towards Super Bowl 55 here next week in Tampa. Bonus time before we get out of here. I love the over on Illinois and Iowa tonight at 161.5. Both these teams can really fill it up. KenPom's got it projected at a 165 total. Illinois has been over 9 times in 15 games this season. Iowa over 10 times in 14 contests. So if you like breakneck basketball, Illinois and Iowa's got to be on the Friday night menu. And again, I love that over at 161.5. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy. Wave us, drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? Keep the interactions coming on the Twitter if you're a listener of this show. And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score 10% off your subscription today. And as always, until next time, fade or follow, that is up to you.
Fade the Noise.